The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's a tough situation for teams to deal with, and I honestly think as the league, you know, this is around the time the league should be figuring out how to stop Lamar Jackson. The problem is, I think it's taken this long for Harbaugh to figure out really how to use him most effectively. So we're seeing this guy come into his own right now, and I think it's going to take, you know, it may be into next year before teams really figure out how to stop this guy, because physically he's just such a problem.
I think they can be had. I just don't know if the Texans are good enough to have him. And
They can be had. They've been had once this year.
Yeah, but look at their schedule, and that's the thing. This is why I can't keep acting like these are same old Patriots. I know the record's great, but what's their best win? And they've taken care of everybody they're supposed to, but again, what is their best win other than the Cowboys?
No, it is the Cowboys.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degeneres 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Missed first hour. That's some of what you missed. And then we kind of got on drinks. KTN on the Twitch channel mentions Tang. You know, I actually had Tang.
That can't go in the soda category, though.
No, it's like an orange juice, really.
The orange. Well, it's not, I don't want to go juice. It's like an orange powder flavored drink.
Right. I actually had that recently. There is a drink at Rodeo Goat that they make with Tang. I had to try it.
And?
Very potent.
Okay. Vodka and Tang?
I don't remember exactly what all was in it, but it's one of those, I think that it's the only one on the menu where you can only get two.
Oh, hey now.
So, I want to go through the Patriots schedule a little bit more in detail.
Okay.
But let's let Lamont on real quick. Go, Lamont.
Hey, man, how's it going, fellas? And I know you guys don't like all of that stuff in the beginning. But, man, I was listening to your interview with Jerome Solomon, and I know people are going to think that I'm shooting shots at Tom Brady, but I'm not. I'm actually praising this guy. I was just really thinking about a team with a two-decade. They won their first one in 2001, and now we're at 2019. And I'm starting to think about all of the Hall of Famers that played with Tom Brady, and I'm coming up with max four or five Hall of Famers. Say, man, I could probably get four or five Hall of Famers out of the 85 Bears teams. I think the dude is phenomenal, man. It's kind of weird to me that this team has been so good for so long and they have this many Hall of Famers. And I know we all projecting and stuff like that, but I don't see any Hall of Famers outside of Gronk and Brady on the offensive side. That's all I have to say, fellas, and I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, those are the two for sure. I think, you know, you can make an argument for Randy Moss, but Randy Moss wasn't around long enough with that team to really count. So, yeah, he's done it always with mediocre. Well, I think there's some offensive linemen that have been above average.
Yeah.
I mean, but, yeah, like skill position weapons, he's just never really had them. Julian Edelman, I think he created Julian Edelman.
Yeah, and Wes Welker and a lot of guys. But the one thing I would say, though, it's not really fair to compare any of these teams to the 85 Bears, anything before the salary cap, because those guys were able to play long careers on good teams, which really helped their Hall of Fame status. And I mean, go back to it was the last ones that did it were the Cowboys teams, and where you were able to keep Emmitt Smith and Irvin and all those guys together and bring in Charles Haley. So yeah, it's not really fair to compare it to that. Because teams can't keep players that long. As good as the Seahawks were on defense, sooner or later you had to break it up once you had to pay Russell Wilson. But, yeah, he's been amazing. He created Deion Branch. He's created a lot of guys. And the point I was trying to make, and Jerome was making a different point. I don't know, but I was just making a point that this year's list is pretty. His list of receivers right now has not been very good, and I think that's an advantage for the Texans moving forward. So right now they're doing the college football rankings, and of course none of the ones that they've done matter yet.
No, there's only like seven or eight that matter.
Although, guess who took a big jump?
Who?
All the way up to nine. Your Baylor Bears.
Yeah.
After beating Texas. So we're down to the top six. This is what matters. And then we'll... Ohio State.
Uh-oh!
I'm not surprised by that.
I kind of am.
Considering how highly rated they had Penn State.
I think they just realized what that team is. Juggernaut.
I think this is just typical of them to troll everybody.
Dude, I'm telling you. I think that they want... They don't want Ohio State and Clemson to play in the first round.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's still so much to play out here. It doesn't really matter. You think if LSU beats Georgia, they don't leapfrog Ohio State again?
I don't know.
I think they would. So it gives people something to talk about, because otherwise, it's the same as last week. We're not talking about it.
But I do think it's worth looking at these teams each week and seeing what they do.
I agree, but I don't think that's what they're doing, AJ. I think they're just doing this to get attention, and
maybe
it works.
So.
And, I mean, that's... That's what people do. So LSU is too. No shocker.
I mean, LSU and Ohio State are the two teams that you can't. Their resumes are above and beyond Clemson. That like, there's right. No doubt that. I mean, I'm not saying Clemson. I don't think Clemson's the third best of those teams, but they've got the third best resume, certainly.
Right. And let's go back to week one when they had Clemson out of the top four. That was just to get people talking about it.
Yeah.
But they can't do the same four 3 weeks in a row. They just can't. I'm telling you, they know what they're doing. We're getting people talking about it.
Who were 7 and 8, Aaron?
Not sure. I'll check.
I have those.
Oh.
Number 7, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Number 8, Minnesota.
Minnesota. That's setting up Ohio State to not have to fall when they.
Well, that's the thing. They're kind of gifting them something here. They still have Penn State at 10.
So we'll see if they have Utah or Alabama higher. I know that's really what matters.
Yeah. I mean, neither one. They may put Utah in there this week just because it was Western Carolina, but Georgia's 4 though.
They've got to be.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Although they didn't look super great, but they're still they should be ahead of Utah.
They beat Aggie, and Aggies also played everybody.
Yeah, well, they haven't beat any of them, but they've played everybody.
But they played them. Yeah, so they haven't played LSU yet. That's coming up.
You know who else has played everybody? Ole Miss.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, they played Bama, LSU.
But no, they didn't play Clemson, though.
No, they didn't.
Aggie played Clemson.
That's true.
So don't you disrespect the Aggie.
All right, here we go. 5-6 will be.
Drum roll, please. Boy, Oregon fell all the way to 14.
Deservedly.
Yeah,
Alabama 5. So Utah will be 6. So, like you said, it sets up for a lot of discussion.
That's what they're doing. That's why they put Ohio State 1. So people like you can see, I told you.
Well.
And in 2 weeks.
Honestly, I don't know that Ohio State should be number one. Because what LSU's done to date.
Yeah, I
agree. You can make the argument is more impressive.
Based on the eye test, though, the problem is they're still ranking Penn State as a top 10 team. And Minnesota at 8. So they're giving those teams more credit than I think they deserve.
They have Penn State 10?
Yeah. Mm. After a loss.
Well, I mean, Penn State, I'm not going to lie, Penn State's solid.
They're 2 losses, though, but then again, man, how many teams don't have 2 losses?
Right, everybody's going to lose at some point.
So maybe it is fair, but they're ahead of Florida. Florida's 11, so here's your total thing after the top 6. Okie is 7, Minnesota 8, Baylor 9. Now that, it's going to get back to what I was talking about earlier, how much they love Oklahoma. They're setting Oklahoma up to have another big win, too, at the end. Jump Alabama.
Where do they have Oklahoma State, did you say?
Oklahoma State is, I haven't got to them yet. Baylor, but they have Baylor at 9. You know they're playing Baylor
again.
Yeah,
that's, okay. Yeah.
And Penn State, 10.
Minnesota and Baylor, that's such a, like, nobody believes those teams are the 8th and 9th best teams. Possibly believe it.
Here's who all's behind them. Florida, 11. I think Florida's better than those two teams. Wisconsin, 12. Michigan 13, Oregon 14, Auburn 15, Notre Dame 16, Iowa 17. For those of you who care about the group of 5, Memphis 18, Cincinnati 19, Boise 20.
Okay.
And number 21 is Oklahoma State. 22 is USC. 23, Iowa State. 24, Virginia Tech. 25, App State.
I'll be honest. You know who might be a little bit underrated? And after I've been basically caressing Ohio State for the past 6 weeks, don't look now. Michigan's a lot better than everybody wants to believe.
Yeah.
They got blown out at Wisconsin. Sure. That happened. And it was early in the season, and everybody went into a panic because they'd almost lost to Army the week before. And it was like, oh, boy, things are getting out of hand. They're spiraling out of control here. And their only other loss is at Penn State by a touchdown. Since then, they beat Notre Dame by 31, Maryland by 31, Michigan State by 34, Indiana by 25. Indiana was in the top 25. I'm not going to lie. As much as I like Ohio State, it's not a gimme that they're going to beat Michigan. Michigan's good. And I know everybody wanted to fire Jim Harbaugh. Yeah,
and it's a rivalry game, and that team's improved, which, you know, sometimes you have to allow for the fact that teams get better as the season goes on.
Where do they have Michigan ranked? Did you say 13?
I believe so. Now you got to make me go back and look.
Boy, there's
thanks for paying attention so that I have to go back and find it again.
There's a lot of teams on that list.
Yeah, 13 for Michigan.
Michigan would beat the hell out of Baylor or Minnesota.
You know, I kind of feel like Auburn would. I kind of feel like...
Yes.
I kind of feel like...
And Auburn's got 100 losses now. They're still better than Minnesota and Baylor. Stop it. Although I think Auburn's probably better than Oklahoma, for that matter.
Yeah, we shall see. But I'm telling you, the way they're setting it up is for Ohio State to stay number one, but there'll be some debate about that, which people will keep talking about. And you're right. I think they don't want to play in Clemson in the first round. But they're also setting it up where Alabama or Oklahoma is going to get in over Utah.
Man.
You watch. I'm telling you. And I don't think it's fair. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying it's going to happen.
I mean, if Oklahoma wins the Big 12, I can see the argument for it, even though I don't think the Big 12 is any better of a conference than the Pac-12. But
the fact they have Baylor ranked so damn high,
yeah,
that's going to give them two quality wins, and then the argument will be Alabama or Oklahoma because they're both their pets, so they're going to pick the one that...
Someone was saying on Twitter, if Baylor wins out, they can still get in. Yeah, because the committee at the end of the season is going to look at it and they're going to go, well, we got one loss Baylor and we got one loss Alabama. What do we do, guys?
Yep, that's what's going to happen.
What do you think will happen? All right, I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate siding and windows, and you need to check your windows. You need to see if you're leaking energy out the window because it's getting to be chilly out at night. And if you've got old, crummy aluminum windows, guess what's happening? Money's floating out your window. That's exactly what happened. For over 48 years, they've been helping people save up to 40% on their electric bills. That could be you. Guys, this is the time to get in on it. And Allstate, they've been around for a long time. A lot of these companies, these window companies, they're fly by night. They'll come in, they're here today, gone tomorrow. Not Allstate. Winter special going on now. 30% off all windows. $2,500 for all full siding jobs. They're family owned and operated for over 45 years. Military and senior discounts for the best rate. Call Allstate. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936 or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
Here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Delectable and succulent and juicy and ready.
From ESPN.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody asking, going to Vegas for the first time, where should I stay? And I'd go to
Bunny Ranch.
Go to Sports Map and search Vegas Degenerates. I've got a whole list of every place to go there. So... Somebody says, if Bama beats Auburn convincingly, they'll be the final playoff team, and they should. Tell me Utah is a better team than the Tide. I don't know. I don't know who's better, but...
All I know is right now, I mean, if assuming Alabama beats Auburn, that's their best win. And Auburn's a what, 3-4 loss team?
And see, that's the problem. But then Utah's best win got downgraded because Oregon lost last week, assuming they beat Oregon. He says, I'm the biggest Oklahoma fan, but if OU and Utah both went out and have their respective conference championships, they both deserve to be in over Alabama.
I believe that, too.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I just don't think that's how it's necessarily going to play out. Oklahoma has more of a chance than Utah does because the committee
because
likes...
Because of the name on their jerseys. That's
right, exactly. And you could say it's fair, it's not, but this is the system you love. This is people picking based on what they think is going to be the best matchups and what's going to get the most eyes on it. And, you know, so just because
Let's say Utah had lost yesterday and Oregon hadn't.
Oregon would still be in.
Yeah, well, because Oregon's got a brand name.
Yeah.
Or let's say we were talking about USC and not Utah.
But, AJ, it's been this way forever. It goes back to the BCS. No, I know. So,
do you think Utah is like TCU Baylor level?
Yeah, I do. In their minds, yes. I'm not saying that it's fair or right. But in their minds, that's what it is. We've seen it every year. And, you know, this is a system you praised. You've always wanted the big names in there.
I do.
So you can't really bitch about it now when they don't put your beloved Utah in.
I don't really care. I'm just telling you who deserves to be in.
But, I mean, you're banging the drum for these guys when it's the exact opposite of what this committee has done from the beginning and what you've argued from the beginning. You want the biggest names and the best teams.
I also think if I want the biggest names if all things else are equal. And I don't know that necessarily things are equal between what Alabama's done this year and what Utah. And, I mean, even winning crappy Pac-12 or crappy Big 12, I mean, Alabama did. I mean, what are we giving them credit for here?
You're going to give them credit for Auburn?
We'll give them credit for Auburn and losing to LSU. Right?
Which, theoretically, nobody else has beaten LSU.
Nobody else lost to LSU.
Well, no, that's not true. Everybody else lost to LSU, so... But listen, I hate Alabama. I've said this all along. I don't want them in there. But this is the system you love.
And the same thing about Alabama I said about Baylor. And obviously, the Big 12 and the SEC, you can't even compare the two. But Alabama, do something non-conference. Like Southern Miss, New Mexico State, and Duke is the...
Yeah, now, but in their defense, when they booked Duke, Duke was on the rise and a pretty good team. And that should have been a good matchup.
But
that's a problem with booking things 6 years in advance.
I mean,
Clemson wasn't this good when Aggie booked them. You think they wanted that?
You know how many in the history of Duke's football program? You know how many times they've won 10 games? One, ever. They knew what they were getting. They were getting Duke football because Duke football is Duke football.
Well, I'm pretty sure when they booked them, it was when they had that really good stretch of 3 years and they thought they were going to be.
Maybe they did.
But I mean, you can't control that. Although, you know, and this is the first year they haven't really tried. Like last year, they wound up playing Louisville again.
Yeah.
Wound up not being good. But every other year, they've had a high profile game to start the season. So I'm not going to bang on Alabama for, you know.
But also, if you're going to play Duke, if that's the best you're going to go at with your non-power five or with your other power five non-conference, then maybe don't play West Carolina this year and play another real football team. Even a group of five team is fine, but not an FCS team.
Yeah, I think I do think that most of the years they're going to go in thinking our conference is going to be good enough for us to have three big wins at least. And for some reason, they duck all the good teams in the East. I don't know how that happens.
The rotation just doesn't seem fair for Alabama.
I mean, every year they. You know, when was the last time they regular season played Georgia?
Now, it happens like once every 10 years or something.
Eight years.
Well, I know like because they each have like a natural rival, and I don't know who's Alabama's. Maybe
Tennessee. Yeah,
but I know like LSU's is Florida, so right. LSU always has a tough game. Alabama's got a tough game like every 5 years, so.
I think it hurts that the West is not. I mean, it's basically Alabama and LSU. Auburn's good, but
A&M wasn't good this year. One of the
good enough to help Alabama.
One of the Mississippi schools could have at least been decent. They both suck. Arkansas is like a complete and utter disaster. They're maybe the worst Power 5 team in the country. I mean, there's just no quality there. So it sucks for Alabama, I guess, in a way, but it also gives, it makes for parity around college football in a year where the SEC is not great and Alabama didn't even win it. It seems like it's an easy choice to say, well, let them sit out a year.
Unless you think those are the two best teams in the country, and I think if LSU wins out, you can make that argument for Alabama.
I guess.
Not my argument. I don't want to see Alabama.
I mean, I saw this Alabama team give up 37 points to Ole Miss. Or no, that was the LSU team that gave up 37 to Ole Miss. Never mind.
And somebody was telling me earlier, it's like, oh, well, LSU gave up 20 to Arkansas. Like, yeah, Ohio State gave up 21 to Rutgers. It's the same thing. And those games were over at halftime. I'm not going
to. LSU did give up 38 to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
But there's nothing. And honestly, for LSU, I know going into the season, we were like, man, look at them playing Texas non-conference. Yeah. Texas has done them no favors because Texas played them tough and has been basically a dumpster fire the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So that win gets you pretty much no credit.
Yeah, I still think going on the road and beating another team from another conference that's supposed to be good early in the season, because, you know, a lot of these teams falter as the year goes on, too. I think they were a better football team back then, but, you know, they certainly have gone the wrong direction, which is another conversation. Pat from the 409 said LSU should not have to play Alabama again. We saw that before. It was the ugliest championship game I ever saw.
They wouldn't.
No, and can we...
That's a good reason to drop Ohio State ahead of... move Ohio State ahead of LSU, but in case Bama is in.
But I know LSU fan keeps saying that. But guys, stop being afraid of Alabama. You beat them in Tuscaloosa. You beat them with Tua. You'll be fine if you wind up playing them again. I know you guys are all scared of that because of what happened last time. But a different team. And, you know, frankly, that's who I'd want in the first round.
Yeah.
Rather than Clemson or Ohio State.
Yeah, they're a much more vulnerable team.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Texter brings up something. He brings it up in a much more crude way than I'm going to say it, but he wants to know what Utah's non-conference schedule was. And then he goes into some profanity that I...
Is it a Bama fan?
Says no. It's always whenever I get these texts, not a Bama fan, but of course you're not. But the reality is, no, you can't really make a case for Utah's out of conference schedule.
You can't.
I mean, it's not their fault that BYU is not good this year. I mean,
BYU's not bad, and they beat the hell out of them. BYU
has losses to Toledo and South Florida, barely beat Liberty. BYU's not a good football team this year.
Who did BYU beat?
They beat Tennessee. Ooh.
And
USC, okay, they're Jekyll and Hyde, but they're not. You can't sell me on BYU as being a good opponent this year.
I'm not saying they're great, but
they
beat Boise too.
Yeah, and then look who they lost to. They've been, like I said, they've been a very weird team. They've got those three wins that you
and they just beat UMass.
Oh yeah, it didn't cover against UMass.
No,
so,
they let them back in. You're right.
But yeah,
forget BYU.
Their other wins are dead. Idaho State. They barely beat Liberty, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not making a case for Utah's non-conference. I'm really not. But at the end of the day, Utah will have a conference championship, and Alabama will not. And I get. And if the SEC was what it was 3 or 4 years ago, like some kind of murderer's row, and Alabama went 12-1 or whatever, I'd be like, okay, well. You got to
see. I also think you're splitting hairs when you're saying, "Oh, it's a conference championship." Because is that conference really winning? That conference, is that really more impressive than finishing second to LSU? That's what they have to decide. Because the problem is I just don't think that conference has enough for you to make that case. I think you can make a case over with Oklahoma over them in the Big 12.
Yeah, I would listen to that before I'd listen to Alabama, to be honest, because and what I will say about Oklahoma is the last several weeks, I know they had the one loss, but they've been looking bad for a while.
No, they have. They have.
Like
Cincinnati, we talk about them the last few weeks.
Yeah,
not looking good.
Something ain't right there, and that's just that's just an eye test thing. I'm watching them and going, this doesn't feel like that team. For Utah, they lost to USC at USC by a touchdown. You know, Tyler Huntley was beat up. They still ran for 250 yards. Like they. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like, and I'm not saying USC's great.
Well, and see, that's the thing.
They're not.
To me, it's like OU losing at Kansas State. It's fairly similar.
Well, but I'm saying Alabama, they got beat up by LSU at home.
5 points to the number two team in the country?
Oh, okay. Was that a 5-point game, Fred?
It finished 5 points.
Okay, well, then I guess that's how it works.
I mean, yeah, LSU was the better team, clearly, but they hung around there and they got themselves back in the second half.
Counterpoint, guess what? Tua was there.
Yeah?
We're just going to pretend like...
And they lost by five. You're going to tell me that Utah losing to USC is a better loss than Alabama losing to LSU?
I'm telling you, if you made...
Answer that question.
No, it's not.
Okay, then.
Utah didn't get crushed at home.
Okay,
is that true or false, Fred? Utah didn't get crushed at home. True or false? If we're going to play that, true or false?
No, but I mean we're talking
it's
about
true. Just say it.
No, what I'm saying, and you didn't. You still haven't really answered my question.
Yes,
which is a better loss?
Alabama's a better loss.
Okay, then end of discussion.
But Alabama got stomped at home. You can't get beat at home.
Again, you're using
and
words.
Not win your
you're using
championship.
Words like stomped when they lost by 5 points and they had the ball in a one possession game.
God, Fred, I know you're a smarter man than this, Fred. An analytics guy, you're not going to look at the final score. And go, 5 points.
No,
close game.
I'm looking at it with they had the ball in a one possession game with a chance to win, and they didn't. You can't call that being stomped. Were they dominated? Yes. Did LSU play better? But they had a chance to win the game at the end. They got themselves in it. You can't ignore that.
Okay,
that's
and you also
silly.
Can't ignore that the consensus number one quarterback in the country is gone now.
Yeah, he is.
So are we just going to pretend like that didn't happen? And the backup's going to be just as good? Alabama's no worse off without him?
I don't know what the backup is yet. I'm not going to find that out until they play Auburn.
And you're going to know after that?
I'll have a better idea. I'm not sure I'm going to know.
Okay.
But we don't. These guys get five-star quarterbacks all the time. I don't know what this kid is yet.
When do they get five-star quarterbacks?
Boy, every year.
When have they ever had a quarterback like Tua in the history of Alabama?
No, they've gotten, well, Jalen Hurts was pretty good, too.
Was he?
A.J. McCarron was a five-star recruit. Let's not act like these guys are not.
Were any of them what Tua is?
No, but that happens all the time. Just like Florida State had high-talented guys every year. None of them was what Jameis Winston was. It happens. You get a guy like that. Does that mean that they're totally awful the rest of the way across? I don't think so. They still got how many number one draft picks at receiver?
Okay.
Now, where is Najee Davis going to go? They're still pretty good.
How's their defense this year?
Their defense is not up to Alabama standards, but let's not act like they're crap.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. You just can't sell me on Utah against Alabama.
Okay.
You're not going to sell.
You're still being because they're Utah. If they were USC and they were one loss USC, you wouldn't be saying this.
But they're not USC.
But you haven't watched enough Utah games.
No, I have watched enough.
No, you haven't.
They're very good on defense.
If you've watched enough Utah games, you wouldn't be saying this. That is one of the most complete teams in the country. And I don't. I mean, against who? Well, who's Alabama done it against?
Well,
nobody.
See, now we're just going in circles here.
That's what I'm saying. You can't use strength of schedule anymore because nobody's played anybody. That's what college football is now. Nobody has a great strength of schedule.
You really think Alabama wouldn't be favored over Utah on a neutral field?
They
right
would
now?
Be favored.
Okay. Then why are you arguing this with me?
Oklahoma would be favored over Utah.
Well, and they're both going to get in over Utah.
Okay.
I mean... And the reality is, I don't know if they should. Look, I don't want Alabama in there any more than the next guy. But I think, you know, if we're going to look at, I mean, it's just hard to say, wow, Utah's got this great resume. Now, if they beat the crap out of Oregon and Alabama struggles against Auburn, that's a different story. But, I mean, at this point, you're down to that. I mean, those games are going to matter.
Yeah.
So, But hey, they beat the crap out of Arizona this week, so there's that. Is Kevin Sumlin still employed, just out of curiosity?
I think so. I don't really know. It doesn't matter anymore, but I think so.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN
97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I officially hate you for making me defend Nick Saban. Son of a bitch.
And I think we're arguing different things. Yeah, I mean,
well, I'm giving you what I think the committee is going to say and what they're going to be arguing.
Okay.
And I'm not sure I want to
disagree with you on that.
Well, listen, I like Utah. Don't get me wrong. But it's the same argument that you would make if you try to say, well, that would be USC. If that were USC, it'd be different. Well, it's the same argument you'd make if it's Oklahoma versus Baylor. And you know, I think those are the arguments they're going to have, and that's the direction they're going to go. Doesn't mean it's right. I haven't said that at one point that it's right, but it's also those are the arguments people are going to make against Utah, and I think
I'm sure they will,
and for Alabama, and I think they're valid, and I don't think that makes me a dummy. But one thing that really kind of irritates me is you got me defending Alabama here, and you see what Nick Saban said? He's politicking so much now. Auburn's the best team we've played all year.
Yes.
Give me a bleeping break, Chief.
That's going to be the funniest thing if they don't make it. He's going to be so mad that they didn't make it. Like, dude.
That's why, man, I almost feel like I have to root for Oklahoma. Because I think if Oklahoma wins out, they will for sure put Oklahoma in over Alabama. I don't think they'll put Utah in. And that's my point. I don't want to see Alabama in there. But that's how they're going to look at it.
They might. Telling you. They might.
I guess there's no chance Auburn beats them this week, is there?
I think there's a legit chance.
Okay.
I mean, I told you, I power rate that game at almost a pick now. I think I've got Alabama minus one. And the number, I know it came out at three. I don't know what it's at currently. But I'm guessing it's above three now would be my bet because that's the way it works. Yeah, three and a half.
Auburn's burned me so much this year when I thought they were going to cover against good teams. The problem is, I don't know what Mac Jones really is. I don't know if, yeah, I know there's a drop off. I just don't know what the drop off is.
Yeah.
And with that group of receivers, he doesn't have to be great. He just needs to be pretty good.
And Big Aggie Steve, AJ hates the SEC so much, he's not arguing with Fred's points. He's sidestepping the very valid reasonings. Which, by the way, Big Aggie Steve being just general SEC fan is the most Aggie thing ever. I don't have and he says, does AJ have a grudge against Bama? Usually I'm here tooting the horn for Bama because usually they're better than everybody. I know this is crazy, but college football, there's a lot of turnover year after year. These aren't the same kids. They're not the same. It's not the same team every year. They're not as good this year. And Big Aggie Steve said they're the bigger team. They didn't have a season ending injury. Yes, they did. Like Dylan Moses was the best player on that defense. He hasn't played a snap this year. I think that's a big part of why I don't like their defense.
Yeah, I mean, I do think the one valid thing you've said in the entire conversation is that without Tua, I mean, the committee should take that into account. And I think we'll find out whether or not they will, depending on how they do against Auburn. And I think the whole argument could be gone if they lose. And if they crush Auburn, then it's going to get worse. Then you're going to have a harder time making a case for somebody else. That's all I'm saying. And if Jones plays really well, that'll be one of the reasons. I still think they're better than Auburn, and unless the kid is just a complete bum.
Big Aggie Steve says you could legit make a case for Alabama, LSU, and Georgia being three of the top four.
No, you can't do that.
I 100% disagree. Because if you matched up LSU, Ohio State, Alabama versus Clemson, and Georgia versus Utah, I would take the Ohio State, Clemson, Utah three, and I'd almost guarantee you I'd win two out of the three.
I'll take Ohio State and Clemson. I'm not going to jump in with Utah.
I mean, you can have your. Who would you put against Georgia if you had you had to pick another team beside Oklahoma?
Yeah, I'd probably take Oklahoma just because okay. I know.
I think Georgia would beat Oklahoma.
I think they would, but I don't know. I mean, I think they can throw the ball around. At least they have been able to until recently. Their defense has gone to hell. Well, I did have a really good Hey Man Bleep That, but I'll just tell you the story.
Me being called SEC hater is Hey Man Bleep That.
No, I think it's hilarious, and I think it's accurate. But did you see that? What a big story they made out of the fact that Sam Darnold got wasted and hooked up with some girl.
That was mine, too.
Oh, great. He's going to get a recurrence of mono.
Man, why?
You can't just make out with hoes, Sam.
But why do we care? What do we...
Because he missed games with mono.
So
the kissing disease.
Nobody said he was kissing. He was probably just getting action.
He was in a limo with all of his teammates out celebrating most of the night, and then he left them to go home with this girl at 12:30 at night. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I hate that those are stories. And, like, the New York media is making such a big deal out of it. How about let the dude celebrate? If he shows up and he's still hungover on Wednesday when you get back to practice, yeah, it's an issue. I don't care what people do outside of, you know, do your job.
Let him bang, bro.
Man, he's young. He's a quarterback. They just beat the Raiders. Give him some love, man. Let him dive into that stuff. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Good job, Aaron. Good job, AJ. I'm a dummy. We'll do it again tomorrow. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.